Bridgeport Evening Farmer, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Friday, April 13, 1917. Price, 2 cents. Military training in BHS. Bridgeport High School pupils will be taught Army discipline and evolutions, but not compulsory. Board of Education likely to allow diplomas to advanced students who enlist in the federal service. Steps have been taken by the public school authorities of Bridgeport to graduate with a diploma. Advanced students in the high school were called to the National Guard or federal service. The graduation, however, will depend on the student's conduct during his previous school periods. Though the intention of the school authorities has not been advertised in the effort to enforce enlistment, it is known that two students are now enrolled who may be subject to a call to arms. Consideration of their cases has caused the decision to be taken warranting their being given diplomas. This action is similar to that already taken by boards of education elsewhere throughout the country. It is likely that the Bridgeport Board of Education will approve the plan at its next meeting. A committee of school board met this morning to consider organization of the faculty and student body of the high school in the matter of military training pupils. It was decided that enrollment, which will be upon a purely voluntary basis, will begin Monday next. The course to be prescribed has not been fully outlined by the committee as yet, and is subject to revision according to the needs of the city. As far as possible, it will follow closely the military training suggested by the Council of National Defense. It is expected that several field units will be formed, and military evolutions will be taught, but there will be no equipment with regulation arms. The courses, besides being included in the winter curriculum, will also extend to the summer periods if continued as now tentatively planned, Superintendent Samuel J. Slauson said today. Bridgeport should fully understand in advance, said Superintendent Slauson, that this movement is not obligatory upon pupils, but will be purely voluntary. Boy Scouts armed with big pistols. What is believed in some military quarters here today to have been a bold attempt to ascertain the contents of military dispatches being transmitted for National Guard and United States officers from the armory to the east side has resulted in the arming of all United States Boy Scout orderlies on duty at the armory. Tuesday night, a Boy Scout messenger carrying dispatches in the vicinity of Seaview Ave, near the munitions plant, was roughly handled by three unknown men who took his papers from him and detained him in a place not as yet made public. When his long absence was discovered, a military patrol was at once sent in search for him. After several hours, he was located in the matter, is now under investigation by military authorities. As a result, the boys, while on duty, carry fully loaded .38 caliber revolvers of modern type strapped to their hips. They are instructed to defend themselves against all attacks. Colonel Frank Armstrong, chief of the U.S. Boy Scouts, about 16 of whom are doing duty at the armory, declared today that arming of the boys came as a military necessity. He refused to discuss the holdup beyond admitting that it was committed by three men on the east side and offered the explanation that it was generally believed the incident originated in the form of a joke. That the military do not consider the incident a joke is seen in the fact that the messengers are now fully armed men on the streets. It is explained for assurance of the public that the boys now doing service are thoroughly acquainted with deadly arms, that all United States Boy Scouts are fully trained in their uses when in summer camps, and no boy under 14 is employed in the messenger service.